Today we're doing the very last, or second to last Amud, but on the very last Daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah had said that if you have a spit or a barbecue grate that is not kosher, the way to kasher it is through direct fire. So the Gemara asks that elsewhere we learn that apparently it's not through direct fire, what we call libun, rather it's through what we call hag'ala, which is using boiling water to kasher. So says Gemara, Rami le Rav Amram Rav Sheshes, Rav Amram asked Rav Sheshes the following stira. Tana, and it says in our Mishnah, Shvudin va'askala melabnan ba'or, that the way to kasher a grate or a spit is through direct fire, va'tanan gabe kodshim, but when it comes to being machsher kalim that were used to cook karbanos in, hashvud va'askala magilan bechamin, that the way to kasher them is through using boiling water. So, which is it? So the Gemara is going to have several attempts at an answer. Attempt number one, Amrale, Rav Sheshes says, Sarvamram, Amram Bri, my son Amram, my Indian kachim, Meitzel Gilei of the Chavim. What are you bringing a kasher from? How they kasher kelim when it comes to kachim, to how they kasher for Gilei Akum, for when it comes to utensils that were used for non-kosher food. Hasam hetei rabala. When it comes to kachim, that the flavors that it absorbed were actually kosher at the time that those flavors were absorbed. Meaning, what did they cook in it? They cooked kachim meat. They cooked karbanos, and it happens to be that karbanos time out after a certain amount of time, meaning there's a certain amount of time after which you can't eat karbanos, but that's it. But they cooked karbanos. So at the time that it was boleya, any isser, it was actually absorbing mutter flavors. Hacha isura bala, but when you're getting kalim from avdei kochavim, what it's absorbing is actually isser. So Amar Rava says, I don't think that that's a chilik sof sof ki kapalit isura kapalit. Yeah, when it's absorbing the flavor, it's a mutter flavor, but when it expels that flavor, it's iser already, because when you then subsequently cook in that kli again, the flavors that are absorbed in the kli from the last time you cooked karbanos are now timed out. They're now past the time that you're allowed to eat the karban, so now they're iser. It's an iser of nosar. Ella Amar Rava, so Rava says a different answer. What's the difference? Why is it that we mention in our Mishnah that the way to kasher is through libun, and by kachim we have a din of hag'ala? My hag'ala nami shtifu marika. Now, when we said that you can kasher with hag'ala and on kachim, it doesn't really mean hag'ala. It means you do libun, and then after you do the libun, you rinse it in cold water. So Amle Abaye, mi dami mariko shtifu betzonin, hag'ala b'chamin. What kind of answer is that? Mariko shtifu implies that you using cold water. Hagala is with hot water. Ella Amar Abaye Yagid Alav Reo. The Abaye explains that each Mishnah sheds light on the other Mishnah. Tanahacha Libun Vuadin Hagala, Tanahasa Magala Vuadin Lilibun. That it says over here in our Mishnah, Hagala and Libun rather, and it means you do Libun and Hagala as well. And it says over there, Hagala, and it means you do Hagala and Libun as well. So that's a third answer to this question. So we have Rav Sheshes' answer that the difference between a terabala and isurabala. Rava's answer that hagala, it doesn't really mean hagala at all. Of course you do libun. It only means shtif from rika. And Abaye's answer that you need both. So amale Rava says to Abaye, hachi listinu l'kula b'chadav listinu chadabida achriti v'lema yagra lavreu. The way yagra lavreu normally works is you'll have all of the details in one place where the halacha applies, and only one of the details in another place that the halacha applies, and then we say yagra lavreo, that we apply all of the rest of the details as well. Ella amarava kachim hainu taimayu. He says the real reason that by kachim you don't require libun and you only require agala is kidrav nachman rabrovo adamar kol yom v'yom nasa giul lechavero, a fourth approach, that each day when they cook in the kli, when they cook more kachim in the kli, that day's cooking kashers out yesterday's blios of the kli. So before those blios ever become nosar, before that the flavor that's absorbed in the kli ever becomes nosar, it's already expelled from the kli. So it's not going to have blios of iser. Says Gemara, Tenach Shlamim. I understand Rava very well if what was cooked previously in the kli was a karban shlamim. Because a karban shlamim has a longer time before it becomes nosar. It has 2 days and one night. So if you cook a karban shlamim on Sunday in the kli, on Monday when you cook another karban in that kli, the flavors of shlamim are still still mutter. Kivin de l'shnei yamim misachli mekami de navi noser kavi gil. Before it ever becomes noser, it actually kashers it out. El chatas kivin de liyam v'layla misachlo ki mevashal ba hiidna chatas havi noser ki adam mevashal ba l'machar shlamim o chatas kapalit noser de chatas de idna b'chatas shlam de l'machar. But if what you cooked in the kli on Sunday, let's say, was a korban chatas, so it's only allowed to be eaten for one day, one night, which means that by the time Monday morning rolls around, it's already noser. So regardless of what you use that kli, what kind of korban you use that kli to cook on Monday morning, whatever flavors are being expelled from the kli have the status of noser. So you can't say that each day becomes a giul l'chavero, that each day kashers out yesterday's blios, and don't worry, it's all heter. So it says, Mara Amri, l'tzricha t'chim vashel b'chatos hi'idna hadrim vashel b'hi'idna shlamim, t'chatos l'machar, shlam de'etmal ba'di adodi kashalim zimnahu, v'hadrim vashel shlam de'lmachar. What they do is they make sure that the last cooking in the kli of each day is a shlamim, meaning if you're going to cook a chatas in the kli on Sunday morning, they'll make sure that on Sunday afternoon they cook a korban shlamim in that, and that way by the time they're cooking the korban shlamim that afternoon, that's already kashering out the flavors of chatas from the kli, and then the next day when you use it again, it will kasher out the shlamim flavors, so that way it actually is kashering out the previous day's blios. Iachi says, but if that's the case, then you should never even require hagala on kachim kelim. It shouldn't require any hagala because just automatically it's happening memela just as you continue to use it in that way. So kasha, so Gemara says, yeah, that's taka, a difficulty. So Gemara brings another chilik between being machshir from Giyuli of the chavim and being machshir from kachim. Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says the difference between hechsher kli by kachim, where you could just do agala, and hechsher by giuli of the chavim is high karid v'hai low karid. By a kli where you cook basar kachim, since every day that you cook in it, the belia does not get stronger in it, and it comes out through the agala. But by a kli of a guy, so that's why you're able to get it out through agala. But by a kli of a guy, since they're constantly cooking non kosher food in their kalim, their kalim are totally absorbed with non-kosher flavors, and the only way to get them out is through libun. So this is answer, I guess, number 5 already, as to why there's a difference that we only require hagala when we're kashering out kadshim kalim, but we require libun when we're kashering out kalim that had non-kosher flavors. Because when you got kalim with non-kosher flavors from Novi Chavim, it's totally through and through absorbed with non-kosher flavors. But when it comes to kadshim, it's not as absorbed through and through the kli. Ravashi Yamar li olam kedamri meikara. Ravashi says, no, let's go back to the original chilik that we said. That hacha heterabala, hacha isurabala. The first answer that we gave, that when it comes to kachim, at the time that it absorbs the flavor, it's absorbing mutter flavor. And when it comes to gulei of the chavim, at the time that it absorbs the flavor, it's absorbing aser flavor. We said, but yeah, but that's when it absorbs it, but by the time it expels the flavor the next day, even by kachim, it's already nosar, it's already iser. Yeah, maybe usher flavors that it's expelling the next day, but that's all it is flavors. It's not the iser be'en. So this kli never actually came into contact with iser intact. That it never had. It never had iser intact. So if that's the case, that it never had iser intact, that's why it's not going to require libun, it's only going to require agalas. So really just one main point on this entire amud, and that is that we have a stira between our Mishnah, which says that barbecue-type kelim require libun. If they're not kosher, they require libun. And when it comes to kashering kelim of kodshim, it only requires hagala. We suggested 5 different answers. The one that we seem to stick with in the end is that we're more makel by the kalim that have flavors of kachim absorbed in it, because those flavors at the time they were absorbed were mutter, and by the time they became asr were no longer ba'en. They were no longer intact anymore. Okay, so we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll finish the Masechta.